This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Campaign trail gets nasty. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. Whether we're talking about Melania in the nude, which was all the conversation in New York the last couple of days and probably beyond the borders of New York as well, or whether we're talking about Hillary Clinton, Russia, and servers, it absolutely is what we come to expect in 2016, without a doubt. It has been an interesting year campaign-wise, no question about it. But we're through the conventions, and we are now off to the races when it comes to what's happening in both of these campaigns. Joining us right from the top is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News inside the Beltway. Hey, Justin, so now the conventions are over. That's history, and it's one-on-one Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and each day I think it's more and more interesting, don't you?
It certainly does. You know, if you remember just a few months ago, we were saying that after the convention and once we got into the general election, we were going to start seeing Donald Trump kind of pivot to the center and start trying to be a more boring candidate, and that certainly is not the case.
Yeah, what do you make of what's going on with Assange and talking about this Russian hack and, you know, what he's saying coming out of the Ecuadorian embassy, where he's been holed up now for quite a while, as you know. What do you make of this whole thing with Hillary Clinton and, again, the servers and what's being discussed here with the DNC, really?
Well, you know, this, of course, is something that is expanding in terms of its scope. This is something that the DCCC, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, had said had impacted them as well. This is something that apparently has reached the Hillary Clinton campaign in terms of analytics that were hacked through the DNC. So this looks like this is a larger coordinated effort. You know, what exactly Julian Assange's endgame in here, that has been a little bit elusive. You know, there have been some who have been relatively close to him who have said that he is, you know, open to the idea of helping Trump, just in the sense that he kind of, at the end of the day, has a very, you know, pretty vocal anti-American stance that he's shared quite a few times. And, of course, there's, you know, sort of the idea of, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend and whatnot that could be kind of showing through here. But, you know, this is still something that is, you know, remaining to be seen. And I think the fact that we are continuing to see more instances coming up of this kind of, you know, situation means that, you know, it's probably a little bit too soon to say what exactly this is all adding up to.
Yeah. When everybody leaves D.C. and they go on vacation, you know, when the Capitol clears, what happens? I mean, are there, you know, are aides still around getting ready for our next session, which is coming up?
They are, but it's usually kind of a skeleton crew of people who come in. You start seeing a lot more pairs of jeans. You start seeing, you know, people decide to leave their ties at home. And it's kind of starting to shape up that way. You know, we had Congress leaving earlier than a lot of people expected. I was on the I was in the Capitol today, and it was kind of like a ghost town. And then we have President Obama, who's going to be leaving town, I believe, on Friday or, you know, early next week. And that really is just going to essentially be sort of the go-ahead for people to start working from home and whatnot and kind of taking news a little bit easier. It's oftentimes considered like Europe around here in August, where the entire kind of town just disappears, like you'll see if you're, you know, visiting Italy in the summertime and whatnot, and something that a lot of people just kind of take advantage of. It's a weird sight.
The I think that too. I've been there when it's been like that. It is kind of like a ghost town. It's crazy, except for tourists, because the tourists are all over the monuments, and I think the tourists sort of override the city. But the whole feel of politics kind of evaporates, if you will. It does seem like entrails, and then they're back again.
That's a very good way to put it. And you know, a lot of people have sort of, you know, been taking it that way for a little bit now. What we also saw was a lot of the people who were usually on Capitol Hill kind of taking some time off and joining the campaign trail when it comes to going to the conventions or whatnot. A lot of people who usually serve in congressional offices take vacation time so that they can go and volunteer for this. And so being at the conventions was kind of like a family reunion in the middle of July with the people that you see pretty much day in and day out.
Yeah. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We appreciate you hanging late with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You have a good one.
So you heard Justin. It is interesting in the legislative branch. They're gone pretty much. Now, like I said, it's Trump and what the controversy of the day is, and Hillary Clinton, same thing. By the way, Clinton gets a little bit of a bump in the polls coming out of the Democratic convention. This is usually what happens for either side. Once they come out of it, they get a couple of points. But post-convention, Hillary Clinton retakes the lead over Trump. I still say the same thing. I don't know any other way to put it other than really it's like a coin flip. It's just that close in trying to call who's going to win this thing. There is no definites. There's you talk to one group and there's no way Donald Trump wins. You talk to another group and there's no way Hillary Clinton wins. But Clinton in a head-to-head matchup, this is just now, would top Hillary Clinton 52% to 43%. So some of the perceptions about her honesty and all that other kind of stuff and her trustworthiness has turned around somewhat, but that is post-convention, and the polls can change, especially we know we've got these three debates coming up. I mentioned this heavily the other night to kick off the week. There's three of them, and the first one is at the end of September, and it's pretty significant for a couple of reasons. One, two of them are during NFL games, which is crazy, especially the Sunday night game, which is October 9th. But September 26th and October 9th and October 19th are the three presidential debates between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. And I can't wait to see that. Oh, I really believe we're going to see giant ratings for these head-to-head contests between these two, because this is it. This is what we want to see. Who backs off? Who says what? Do they stick to issues? I can't imagine that. I think it's going to get really personal, especially if we've learned anything from what we've seen from Donald Trump. I just can't imagine that this doesn't become a little personal between these two. And who knows what that means? I mean, who knows what that means? Now, Trump is warning that the general election could be rigged against him. He said, I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged. I have to be honest. He hears more and more that the election might not be contested fairly, whatever that's supposed to mean. He's at a town hall in Columbus, Ohio. So this whole theory about the Democrats are rigging the system is just keeps on keeping on. And he said he felt the Democrats had fixed their primary system so Hillary Clinton could beat Bernie Sanders. He claimed that the Republican nomination would have been stolen from him had he not won by significant margins. And now he's saying he thinks more and more that it might not be contested fairly. And how that happens, I don't know. I don't think we're going to have any stuffing of ballot boxes, let's put it that way. That's not how we do it, right? Let's hope not. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have a good one? That's a weekend's fly. I'm telling you. I don't know. Maybe the Spanish have it right. You know, where they take that break in the middle of the day. You know what I'm talking about, the siesta. I kind of like that idea. You know, we're just completely whipped. Why not, right? I think so. A siesta would be good. And then, but then here's the thing. When you take the siesta, that means then you're also up for a very long time. So there is a price to be paid for doing that. And it would take some getting used to, wouldn't it? I think it would take some getting used to. So I don't know. Maybe I don't want to leave in that pond so quickly. I'm just saying. Anyway, I hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you went and saw one of the new flicks. I know that the Jason Bourne movie was just packed, depending on where you live and how many showings they had. I know in my neck of the woods, it seemed like every theater had 15 different showings a day because they know, they just know when these movies are targeted to be big. And that was one of them. Star Trek, the latest Star Trek, was also a pretty decent movie where you had pretty large crowds. However, Bourne definitely wins out the night. How would this be? I was looking this up today. You know, I was thinking, I don't know about the rest of you listening to me, and I'd be curious about this since we do our cheap movie reviews. I'm going to veer off for a second. How many of you have been to a drive-in? How many of you have a drive-in theater somewhere near your house? I think that the idea of going to a drive-in movie is very, very cool. And I looked this up today, and of course, this number can change, but the number that I found to be pretty accurate, I think, is that we have 344 drive-in theaters still left across the country. In the whole country, that's how many there are. And going to the drive-in when you're a kid is the best. I remember going to the drive-in and seeing Jungle Book. I was so little. And I can just remember, I don't remember Jungle Book that much from that experience, but I remember the experience itself and going in the car, the crazy speaker that you had to hang on the window that banged on the window, and how you had to constantly fix the volume. But I remember being wrapped up in blankets and being in the back seat, and when I was with my grandparents, I thought it was the coolest thing, because number one, it was dark and we were out late. I just knew it was late. And I was reliving that kind of in my mind, and I found out that there's a drive-in, not necessarily next door to me, but one that's not too far away, and they're, guess what their double header is? Ghostbusters and Jason Bourne. And a whole car? How much do you think a whole car costs? Now when you go to the movies, if you went to see one of those movies where they have the ultimate sound system, you know what I'm talking about, you have to pay like $15 a ticket. For a whole car, $20. $20 for a whole car. Now you're going to have to mess with the speaker, you're going to have crazy volume issues, you're going to see people slamming car doors and walking to get popcorn and concession stuff. But I don't know, I like the idea of it. If you have a drive-in near you, send me an email. I want to know, anybody listening at all, if you get the whole drive-in experience. So do it. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. I think it would be fun, so I want to do that, and I'll let you know what that experience is like. I'm thinking they probably have kind of worked on perhaps the speaker so it's not as brutal as it was banging around on the window, because it's been that long since I've gone to a drive-in. I haven't lived near any place with a drive-in theater. So really, it was not an option. But at the drive-in, if Jason Bourne is showing, Jason Bourne is kicking everybody else's butt. There's something about kind of the spy movie done well, and Matt Damon seems to have nailed that part, that keeps us coming back to the well. And it's been 9 years since Matt Damon has played that part, but people are still intrigued and want to see it. That was a very smart move by the producers to pull that together. Very, very smart. In the meantime, not so smart, but pretty darn intriguing. How many times do we see the headlines about JonBenet? JonBenet, you knew who I'm talking about. I just have to say her first name, JonBenet Ramsey. And the little girl dressed up like a princess that was was killed. And then the mystery was surrounding us to who killed JonBenet Ramsey. There was a thing, a special that was done the other day by Dr. Phil, and for the first time in 20 years since his little sister was murdered, JonBenet's brother is talking, and this brother is part of, a three-part season premiere on Dr. Phil. They gotta love it that everybody's talking about this, but anyway, this little girl gripped America, because I know you know her name just by me saying her name. And, you know, she was six, she vanished on Christmas Day, all of that. And her brother, Burke, was nine at the time. They found her in the basement a day after she was reported missing. She was beaten, strangled, all that stuff. And, you know, her family reported her missing on Christmas Day. So the parents, John and Patsy, were cleared as suspects in the daughter's death at the time. Patsy had been dead for 2 years after a battle with ovarian cancer. No one was ever charged in the little girl's death. I mean, it's just one of these, add this to the list. You know, you think of O.J. Simpson and the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman, her friend, and O.J. Simpson being cleared and saying somebody else did it and we have to get the killers. And, of course, where are the killers? No, we have not seen the killers anywhere. And it's the same thing with the JonBenet Ramsey deal. Where are the killers? Every year, constantly, year after year after year, that story was being relived. Who killed this little girl? Was it the family? Was it somebody close to the family? Whatever. And no, nobody solved that case. Casey Anthony cleared. Her daughter is dead. And there's so much speculation about her killing her daughter, about her drowning in the pool, maybe accidentally. Regardless, there's the trial, and there still is no, and she's found not guilty, but there's still nobody arrested for her death. And how is that? I mean, you want to talk about a cold case. These were cases that were huge. But they're cold cases that will sit somewhere on a disk or deep in the bowels of some computer, and that's it. Terrible. When you think about it, right? Because there's all this attention, all of this flap, and all of us are captivated by the story, and then all of a sudden there's no story. Boom, here's the dead end, here's the end of this story. And we still don't know what really happened in all of those cases. We think we know in two of them at least, but we don't officially know. Let's just put it that way. Which is crazy wild to think about. Hey, coming up, let me set the menu for you here on America Tonight. We talked to Justin Duckham from Washington. We always talk to someone from Talk Media News about what was happening there. We're going to seg into a mailbag. I have a ton of mail. I'm saying so many pieces that the virtual email is overflowing all over my lap. It's ridiculous and falling to the floor. So congratulations to all of you for being aggressive, busy, and thoughtful emailers with comments about the show, the guests, and currently what's happening. Obamacare, a.k.a. affordable health care, seems to have struck a very big, bad, and raw nerve with a lot of Americans. We're going to the bag next. You don't want to miss it here on America Tonight.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
With a bigger head, for listening to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Once again, the mail bag is overflowing, so without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
I do have mail, and this one comes to us from Kurt. Kate, like the show. Not so sure about Donald Trump. I'm a lifelong Republican, and I really feel as though my entire life, I've stood by my conservative values. I honestly have. I don't care what anyone else does. But for me, it is my guide, my compass, if you will, when things can go, well, a little out of whack. I'm so disappointed in my brothers and sisters who are Republicans for a couple of reasons. One, clearly, Donald Trump was not many of our favorite choice. It was not mine. However, if it's about the party versus Hillary Clinton, you have to be kidding me. Staying home and not voting is ridiculous and is just screwing up the Republican side of this adventure. So shame on anybody who thinks that is the way to end 2016. You're not alone in that. I've gotten other emails from other people, by the way, Kurt, who have said similar things. This is your party. This is how you believe. This is how you feel. So give me a break if you're not going to be there and you think sitting it out is really the way to do it. Here's the thing. That's why the whole two-party system, that, okay, this group embodies really what I feel for the most part, so this is why I'm voting this way. And, yeah, when it comes to candidates and picking candidates and not liking, because I think, really, Democrats have the same problem. A lot of Democrats weren't thrilled with the fact that it was Hillary Clinton again. That didn't make sense to a lot of people. So what did Trump say today? She's the devil. She's the devil. Lying Ted, and she's the devil. You got to give Trump an A for effort and entertainment. There's no question. He'll say anything that he feels like saying, and there's no stopping him. We move on to another piece of mail. This one from Timofey, and it's Timofey, who says, Kate, Tim Kaine, what in the world was Hillary Clinton thinking? I would believe on the VP side of things for the Democrats, there were certainly better choices than Tim Kaine. And really, no offense to Kaine. It's not that he's done anything so awful. It's that he hasn't done anything at all. Who knows who's Tim Kaine? Maybe that was the intended purpose, to pick somebody who certainly was not controversial and was in no way going to upstage Hillary Clinton. If that was the case, boy, the Democrats really scored a touchdown, because he's the guy that nobody knows. In Virginia, they may know him, and maybe some people in the East Coast have heard his name a time or two, but I would have to believe that most people don't know much about Tim Kaine. But I defer to your greatness, Kate Delaney, to tell us, what about Tim Kaine, and why do you think the Democrats made this choice? I think they made this choice because he's tight with the Clintons, for one. He's another attorney. He's the typical politician guy. He has now kind of shifted views on a few things. Firearms is one of the things that Tim Kaine has kind of changed or turned around. And, you know, Tim Kaine is the senator that represents Virginia, is the senator that is in kind of a geographically safe swing state, so there's not necessarily a bad hit there. But the question to me is, this is a safe pick. I mean, this is a safe pick. That's the deal. He's a white guy. He's Catholic. He speaks fluent Spanish. He's boring. I mean, even Kaine, who was on Meet the Press, said, "I am boring. Thank you for announcing that you are." And maybe that was, in fact, the Clinton campaign's idea of the perfect VP. I mean, is he a perfect addition to the ticket? He's not someone that's going to get her in trouble. That's the deal. There's no in trouble there. So he works. But he doesn't add any sizzle. So that's what's, you know, kind of so crazy. Except for in the Senate, he was scored 90% in the Liberal Americans for Democratic Action's rating system of Senate votes in 2014. So at one point, he was thought to be too liberal to win a statewide race in Virginia. Because he's that liberal, he shores up that side of the Democratic Party, I suppose. Now that I think about it, that makes sense to me. from that perspective. That's why. He won't trip up anything. He's not going to, in other words, there's not going to be some crazy curveball that will fly out of the air over Kane. And like I said, I guess that was the perspective from the Democrats. Okay, let's just do it that way. And let's just not have a bunch of controversy over who the VP is. Let's just have somebody who peak enough. Mm. Here's one from Ashley. Hello, Kate Delaney. I was wondering, what do you think of this flap over a guy that was killed in the military and Donald Trump for his comments about Muslims? I mean, what do I think? What a faux pas. What was he thinking when he said it in the first place? So you have a guy who serves, and he happens to be a Muslim American soldier, a captain, Captain Khan, and he loves his country, serves his country, and sadly sacrifices his life. So the father of Captain Khan said on Monday, after criticizing Trump at the Democratic National Convention and a bunch of television interviews, says he wants to be out of the controversy. Okay, he's like, I don't want to be in this controversy anymore. My son died. The wife is saying the same thing. We don't want controversy. They're still hanging on and trying to survive. So they don't want the attention. Sort of too late when the cat is out of that bag, right? Because once you go out there, as one of my friends told me, you are fair game. Once you put yourself out there, if people can uncover you, find you, and they do, they do. And you just have to deal. And I think that's what the situation is in this case. Sorry, you got to deal. No breaks. You just have to deal. And that's the case there. But it would have behooved them to sort of know more about him. Let's put it that way. That would have been the smart play. But that didn't happen. All right, let me squeeze in another one. This one is from Cameron. Kate Delaney. I just like saying your name. Here's what I want to talk about. Why in the prison systems do we have so many people who are busted for incremental amounts of drugs doing some wicked, solid, serious time? Answer me that. That's a loaded question because I have to know the individual and the circumstance, but I agree with you. If we're talking about minuscule amounts and we're talking about locking someone up for a long time, I think that's bad. Rehab, getting them back into society, all of that's much better. And I'm not so naive to think somebody can't go back to the same way of life. But I think that there are some that could be, there are definitely some that could come back and would be better, would be better. But then the question becomes real life, real people, all of that. So I think it's person by person and system by system, if you ask me. I don't think you can just judge across the board. Because that's where you get into the danger when it's just, boom, this is it, and it's across the board, and this is how we think. Clearly. It's tough. You might disagree. You can. You can dive on these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Meet you in a few. I'm Jump the Fence. Follow me here on America Tonight.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If he would have just not done anything, just go home, go to sleep, relax, he would have been a hero. But he made a deal with the devil. She's the devil. He made a deal with the devil.
He's forgetting our troops on the front lines. He's forgetting police officers and firefighters who run toward danger. He's forgetting about doctors and nurses who save lives and teachers who change lives.
Yeah, there you go. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, as I mentioned at the top of the show, and we come back around to it again, we're going to see all kinds of name-calling and the back and forth that you normally would expect in a campaign anyway, but I think it's ratcheted up that much higher. Since we are at the tail end of this hour, a couple of things. One from the trail, just once again, Clinton has the lead on Trump after the convention poll. She gets a bounce of 4 to 7 percentage points. This is kind of one of those normal things that happens. What does it mean? Nothing if she doesn't win the election. If she wins, then the people around her will say, see, we were polling back in July and August after the convention, and she was showing up really well. That's when she turned things around, and people really trusted Hillary Clinton, of course. By the way, do you realize this, that Friday at 7:30 Eastern, it is the opening games, our opening ceremony of the Olympics? Wow. Dun, 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 dun. You know how that song goes. We'll be talking more about the Olympics in the next upcoming days. the interesting thing about the Olympics is, will Rio put on its her best face, or are we going to be seeing some real problems coming out of Rio de Janeiro? Leading up to it, there's been all kinds of allegations about, and frankly, things that are true, about the economy, about reports about problems with in the country itself, with the favelas, the certainly what we're seeing from the images coming out of there. Some of them are not too great. Somebody I know who has been with me on a few shows, and I think is Christine Brennan, who's just a terrific writer. She's been with the USA Today, it seems like almost forever, but at least 15 years or so. And she talked about she was in town for 9 hours, and she still hasn't seen a mosquito. And she said for more than 2 hours she was in an air-conditioned cab in the horrible traffic that lives up to its billing. And she said, you know, people keep talking about the Zika virus, but she hasn't seen any of that. She said she saw a machine gun, that she saw dozens of them, and that it took days to spot a gun in Sochi at the Olympics in 2014, but minutes in Rio. Is it a bad thing? They are probably needed. She said at least there were at least two robberies reported over the weekend in the main tunnel that links the city and the Olympic Village. That a fire broke out in the Australian delegation's apartments the other day, and after evacuating, athletes returned to their computers and found that their computers and clothes were stolen. That's not good. So there is this Olympic Village and safety and community. And they think that the athletes are going to be the safest people in Rio because of all that security. So water pollution, traffic, Zika, games, safe and secure, that's the biggest challenge. Of everything that's going on, because they still face all those other challenges, it's keeping the athletes safe. And we don't even have the opening ceremonies until Friday. So there's a bunch of time left in between. And it could get tricky. It could get very tricky. And the opening ceremony is one of the first. The opening ceremony is so big because people watch the opening ceremony even if they don't watch too much of the competition in between. And I think that people will be watching the opening ceremonies. I really do. What is Rio going to put up there that's going to wow us? Because we've seen that with London, we've seen that with China, and this is what we look for, to be completely wowed. Completely wowed. Otherwise, here's a big MythBuster for you. I used to like that show MythBusters. In fact, we had one of the guys on as a guest. But I happened to see this. Now, there's so many infomercials that are, when I say infomercials, info headlines that lead to, that you click on the content and it's generated by whatever the, whoever the company is. It's not just self-generated, right? But I did see something that is from the AP Wire, and they talked about whether flossing your teeth is actually beneficial. So two government agencies dropped their flossing recommendations. But wait a second, you told us to floss. You told us. And that would help us. And that if you flossed, you wouldn't have a better chance of not having a heart attack. And that was, you would be heart healthy. So I'll be curious as to how many people will look at that story or hear that story and say, oh, never again. I'm not going to do it. I just think old habits just don't wither and die. I think there will be people that will keep on keeping on doing it. But this way, if you forget once in a while or you don't do it, you don't have to be in a Puron sweat. let me see how many days did I subtract off my life because I refused to floss. I mean, that's the kind of stories we would hear. Oh, if you floss, it'll add so much to your, so many extra years to your life. So August 2nd, where is everybody? Mike Pence is at an Arizona campaign stop. Well, a couple of them, actually. In Tucson and in Phoenix. Tim Kaine is in Florida. Going to a college, speaking at a couple of other spots. Ending up in the at the Daytona State College, the College of Hospitality Management specifically. I talked about the fact that we've got these games starting and the world watching, and I can't wait to see what happens because I think it's always bigger and more of a spectacle this time around in Rio de Janeiro. By the way, the President and the First Lady are going to welcome Prime Minister Leung and Mr. Leung of Singapore to the White House for an official visit with the state, with a state dinner. The Vice President, Dr. Biden, will also go. The arrival ceremony on the South Lawn is open, they say, to pre-credentialed media. So if I was there, we could go and cover that. We're here on the lawn. Can you hear anything I'm saying? You can't. And then after that, they have a meeting, and then they have a press conference on the heels of that as well. So this is kind of a typical day for the president. Then in the evening, he's got a state dinner for the Prime Minister, Leung. The Vice President and Dr. Biden also will attend this. And the toast remarks during the dinner are pooled press. So they have limited seating, or so it seems, anyway, when it comes to the press. Especially these last days out the door. So everybody's clamoring to get tickets, to get close to the show, let's say. Any thoughts on whether Donald Trump will still beat Hillary Clinton? Wait to see what we have coming up next hour. We're going to turn the tables. And I just heard a song of hers in the grocery store. There's your hint. Walking around the aisles, I was like, oh, I hear her. I know that's her. You might not guess it by that hint, but you will know her in our second hour. Stay with us.
Like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.